Create Art Podcast. Project: National Poetry Writing Month 2024, Day 22. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So at the time of this recording, it's April of 2024, and that means that it is National Poetry Writing Month. Now, I've done National Poetry Writing Month for a number of years, and for the past 5 years, this podcast has dedicated the entire month of April to going ahead and doing the NaPoWriMo Challenge, where you get a prompt each and every day. And it could be different styles or different subject matter than what you're used to writing. And then you write a poem a day. And there's a few reasons why I really like this. The first reason is that nobody's sitting on your shoulder saying, hey, you did the prompt wrong. You just follow the prompt and do with that prompt whatever you want to do with it. Now, you can find these prompts at the website, napowrimo.net. That's NaPowrimo.net. Another thing I really like about it is that you go at your own pace. So for today, the 22nd of April, I actually missed the past 2 days because of events that were happening in my life. I had Record Store Day on the 20th, and I was enjoying that. And yesterday, on the 21st, I was mowing the lawn and playing around with my kids and just enjoying the day doing that. And there's nobody on my shoulder saying, hey, Tim, you missed 2 days. You failed. No, I'm going to be trying to catch up as best as I can. And that's another reason why I like it. Now, the last reason why I like it is because on the website, in the post for the day, people put their links to their websites, or they put their whole poem in the comment section. So you can meet poets that you would have never had the opportunity to meet by participating in this community. And really, artists, we need to have a community around us supporting us of folks that understand what it's like to be a creative. So I'm, encouraging you. I'm not going to challenge you. I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and try this out for yourself. And you're probably wondering, well, why Tim? Why would you do that? Well, I need to flex my poetic muscles every year during April. And if I'm going to ask you to create more than you consume and tame your inner critic, I need to be creating things. So it helps me out. It does my soul, does my mind a lot of good when I participate in challenges like this. I get to meet new people and I get to read new poems, and everybody is happy. So that's why I do it. I do it for the kids. I do it for you. All right, so let's go ahead and get to what today's prompt is. It comes from the poet and fiction writer Todd Dillard. Links will be provided in the show notes. And he provided this idea on his Twitter account a few months ago. The idea is write a poem in which two things have a fight. Two very unlikely things, if you can manage it. Like maybe a comb and a spatula, or a daffodil and a bag of potato chips. Or perhaps two things could be linked somehow, like a rock and a hard place, and be utterly sick of being so joined. The possibilities are endless. So the title of mine is Two Sides, Same Coin. The coffee-stained steno notepad decided one day to crawl from under the dust of neglect and seek out the cell phone. Its wire binding was loose, and its companion, the big pen, had been lost after never coming back from getting cigarettes. The pad of paper felt neglected, its blue lines fading. Where once my innermost thoughts filled its pages, now were curling up unused and unwanted. The pad scraped along the floor, leaving a scratch in the flooring. And it saw the endless stairs up to my room, sighed deeply, and found a way to the top by standing on end and grasping for the next step. My cell phone was communicating and noting my breaths and snores as I slept, plugged in and cared for like a king. It slept just a mere foot from the bed, unaware of what was coming up the basement, the blue light and the life-giving electricity flowing through its circuits. Years ago, I had abandoned one of my closest friends, my oldest friends, and determined that due to low light and spilled drinks and the fact that I couldn't see the words I had inscribed, I would switch to reading my poetry off my phone, as I had seen younger poets do. It was easier to flip through apps on a phone versus flipping through pages of a steno notepad. Sometimes I would bring the wrong one. Other times, due to clumsiness, I would spill my coffee and the liquid would seep into the pages. Low light at most readings made it impossible to see. The steno climbed the last stair and made its way to the bedroom. Sighing again, it saw me peacefully asleep, dreaming of the next poem I was to write, and finally save the dark-haired barista and live my gothic fantasy. The steno pad had one final climb to make, and that was the top of the altar that the cell phone called home, when suddenly my sleeping body turned over and my arm knocked the phone to the floor. The steno saw their opportunity and sprang into action, stabbing the cell phone with a wire binding in various spots, trying to hit the reset hole or short out the circuit board. The phone laid on the ground. A chip had fallen out of the side. With no way to defend itself, it laid there, taking the stabbing attacks without a murmur. The steno pad found the right hole that would erase the cell phone's memory and thrust itself deep, only to find that when it did, the electricity that gave life to the cell phone traveled through the wire to the page and lit it aflame. The fire caught onto the blanket and the wooden bed frame, and the three of us perished that night as the words were lost and my dreams of saving this world were dashed by the jealousy of a steno pad and the convenience of a cell phone light. Okay, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I did switch from using steno pads to using my cell phone a couple of years ago, namely for those reasons. It's just, most of the coffee shops in places that I read my poetry are really dim in lighting, and I write like a doctor. My handwriting is that good. So sometimes it's really hard to see. And I have books that I've published, but even then, it can be really hard to see. So having that cell phone is a luxury. And I noticed a couple of weeks ago at a poetry reading, somebody had, brought in their written word, and they were younger than me, but they were having problems reading it. So that kind of reminded me of that. And, I still have all my steno pads and they're sitting in the background, and I do need to, digitize all my old poems that lay in there, lay in these steno pads. But it's just, it's one of those things. I'm going to keep the steno pads forever and pass them on to my kids if they want them. But it's just, it's a thing of more of convenience. All this technology is a convenience, and sometimes it can handicap us, and sometimes it can cause a fire and kill us. So be careful out there, kids. Be careful. If you have a steno pad, use that. Don't use your phone. Steno pads are very jealous. So thank you so much for listening to this poem, and for listening to me as I participate in NaPoWriMo. If you'd like to reach out or tell me if you're participating in NaPoWriMo, feel free to email me, timothy@createartpodcast.com. I do answer all emails that are not spam emails, and I'd be happy to hear what you're doing out in your area where you're at. I also, welcome any critique that you have of the show. If you want to hear about a certain topic, or you want to have somebody interviewed, or you want to be on the show, go ahead and reach out to me that way and email me. And, if you're providing a critique, tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like. I have pretty thick skin. I can handle it. But I want to make this a 5-star podcast for you, so that way you can come here and get whatever you need from it in terms of inspiration, in terms of ideas of creating your art, or encouraging you to do something of the sort. And I would also be much obliged to you if you go ahead and share it with a friend. If you got value from it, hit that little share button and give it to your best friend. It's a wonderful free gift that you can do. Speaking about sharing podcasts with a friend, I do run another podcast called Find a Podcast About, and you can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz, and that's where I go listen to other podcasts and bring them back to you, the ones that I really like, and review them for you. And a lot of times I'll have the host of that podcast on the show, and we can ask them questions about where they got the ideas for it, the inspiration for it, some behind-the-scenes stuff. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm helping you find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. Again, that's Find a Podcast About. All right, well, I need to play a little bit of catch-up here today, but I need to let you get on with your day, and I need to get on with my day. So go out there, tame that inner critic, create more than you consume, go to Staples, buy a steno pad, tell them I sent you, write some poetry on it. Before your steno pad murders you in the middle of the night. And go out there and create some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you tomorrow.